Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The never-ending inquiry that has barely started and should end now. This is my column for Unity News Network of the 19th of March 2023. According to The Telegraph this weekend, just about the only mainstream newspaper to even broach the fact that a few things may have gone wrong in the 2020 to 2022 during the pandemic, the COVID-19 inquiry, chaired by Baroness Hallett, has barely got off the blocks. Some accounts reckon it could take 5 to 7 years to report. However, they've not wasted any time spending our money, with the cost to date standing at £144 million, with £37 million of that being allocated to legal counsel, distributed across 63 lawyers. This profligacy with respect to lawyers was predicted long ago in these pages. The noble Baroness said, "Blaming people gains nothing. The only point of a public inquiry is to learn lessons for the future." If that is the case, then why the proliferation of lawyers, whose interests are being protected if nobody's going to be blamed? This inquiry really is a circus, as in bread and circuses, designed to give the public the impression that something's being done, but given that many of the public and all the chattering classes think that the COVID-19 measures were all too late, not severe enough and not imposed for long enough, I imagine they are expecting and will probably get an outcome that meets their expectations. The Telegraph article also makes reference to the fact that forces from within the NHS are trying to widen the terms of reference of the inquiry, which, with reference to the measures imposed during the pandemic, are very limited, to include NHS funding and violence against NHS staff. Incredible, given the violence in the shape of neglect imposed on the UK population by the NHS during lockdown, some of it still being imposed to the continuing detriment to the health of the UK population. We did, however, have copious TikTok videos to entertain us, some compensation at least. Moreover, a point made frequently in these pages, these were staff being paid in full, while many lived on furlough or lost their jobs altogether. It's also worth reminding ourselves that the COVID-19 inquiry will not investigate vaccine harms, now a major cause of injury and death among COVID vaccine recipients. The inquiry is entirely pointless, and much as I think the Hancock WhatsApp revelations are well-timed and designed to protect those responsible, at least they've confirmed much of what many of us were predicting early in 2021. So, towards the end of getting to the root of what happened and why during the COVID-19 years, here in the Watson household, we've held our own inquiry which asked the following questions. We suggest that the COVID inquiry use these. 1. Did you appoint an arch-catastrophist with a 100% record of always being wrong to predict the likely number of deaths from COVID-19? 2. Did you consider the potential for the detrimental effects of lockdown on society, the economy, health and education? 3. Was the policy to impose the wearing of face masks evidence-based, and what was the evidence? 4. Did you participate in the rollout of untested vaccines? 5. Why was the AstraZeneca vaccine withdrawn? 6. Are you going to investigate vaccine harms and deaths? 7. Was freedom of speech curtailed during the pandemic, and why? 8. Will you publicly rehabilitate people cancelled and persecuted during the pandemic? 9. Who was responsible for the decisions taken during the pandemic? 10. Will prosecutions ensue the inquiry? If not, why not? As for learning lessons for the future, the inquiry should consider that, regardless of the nature of the next pandemic, which they assume will take place, you may well be able to fool some of the people, but there are thousands of people who will refuse to comply.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublications.com.